Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk a little bit about clients who simply they don't want to be in the front of the camera. And believe it or not, most of our clients, they have some kind of fear coming to us and basically participate in the headshot session to get their images. And that's something which is part of the deal. This is something which we have to deal with. This is part of our business. This is part of our job. To make those clients feel comfortable, we need to connect with them and we have to somehow create this environment where we will be able to get some amazing headshots. And I want to dive into this topic because this is something that it's worth it to discuss because there's so many elements which we need to pull off to basically get some amazing headshots. But one of the biggest challenges I found in this business, in this industry, is the fact that most people, they just don't want to be photographed, period. And if people think that, you know, our job is easy breezy and people coming in, they're confident, they get at the front of the camera and we're getting those amazing headshots, yeah, this is really far from the truth. And me being in this industry for almost a decade, I would say even more than a decade, I've learned that every client comes through the door and standing in the front of the camera, they don't feel comfortable. And this is something which we need to learn how to deal with it. And we need to basically learn how to make this whole thing work. And before we get into basically details how to deal with those clients, I want to talk a little bit about just in general why people are scared. And first of all, what I want to say, and this is majority of my clients, and I think this is what you guys are going to be dealing with, a lot of people have some kind of self-esteem and body image issues that, you know, it's they just don't accept themselves. You know, they don't like the way they look. They might have some, you know, issues with the weight, the way they look. With there's a lot of things which, you know, they just look at themselves and they don't like. I found females are more, I would say, they have this kind of approach. They don't like themselves. Doesn't matter how good they look sometimes, they still can find some flaws and, you know, they just don't like the way they look. There's always something they could improve. And let's be honest, we're living in a society where everyone wants to look perfect. When we look at advertising, we look at movies, we look at social media, everyone tried their best to basically put themselves in the best light. And this is part of the problem because there is a lot of pressure from the surrounding world, from the social media, from the media, from all sorts of different places that, you know, people, they don't really confident about the way they look. And they're coming to us and they have to expose themselves, we have to photograph them. And what is fascinating for me that a lot of those guys, they have no issues taking selfies, but as soon as someone else have to take the picture or have to take a portrait or headshots of them, the dynamic completely changes and they all of a sudden become more shy because they know the flaws. They know that we're going to be looking at them and we're going to be exposing them. And that's what create this, I would say, quiet anxiety from a lot of those clients that, you know, as soon as they get at the front of the camera, all of a sudden they extremely stressed. They're in this kind of fear where, you know, we have to somehow overcome. And this is one of the biggest elements of, you know, being pressured from the society that people are scared to be at the front of the camera. And believe it or not, sometimes it's really easy to overcome those kind of like tensions in the client, but sometimes it's extremely challenging. And believe it or not, and I'm sure everyone will run into those sessions where, you know, you're gonna get the client who was extremely stressed and entire body, the face expressions, the body language is gonna show you how stressful they are. So first of all, what I wanna point out with those type of clients, we need to give it them a little bit of extra time. Not to mention that we need to have some kind of system put in place which is going to help them to relax and open up, and we're going to be able to somehow break the ice and basically go through the session and get some amazing shots. So how we can deal with this? So first of all, what I want to point it out, when we're going to get client like this, we need to fairly quickly recognize what's going on. And I think brief discussion about their emotions, how they feel, we can observe their body language, we can clearly see right away what's going on. As I mentioned, there are clients who are easygoing and they feel confident on the front of the camera, but I have to say this is really rare. It's not that, I would say 9 out of 10 clients, they have that kind of attitude. I would say it's kind of opposite. 1 out of 10 have that kind of confidence. 9 of them, you're going to see through your own experience working with a lot of clients, that they're going to feel some kind of discomfort. And there's a different levels, right? Like there's some people who need just a little bit of time to warm up to you and feel a little bit more relaxed. But there's some people, and I'm talking about those extreme examples where the clients are really stressed. And those are the ones I want to talk about today, because those are the most challenging ones. And we need to, as I said, have some kind of system in place which going to help them to basically relax and trust you with the entire process. So we're going to be able to get some good and some stunning images. So let me start with saying that, as I said, we need to recognize what's going on. As soon as we can assess the client and we can kind of see the stress level, we can kind of get this going. So typically the way I approach this whole thing, I don't start shooting right away, because I think the people need to warm up a little bit. I'd like to have a discussion with them about their life, about what they do. We can have some discussion about the makeup, the hairstyle. Typically my clients bring their clothing and we go through that as well. We choosing and picking what's going to work best. Also, I have some kind of spiel about how this process is going to look like. What are we going to do? How I'm going to direct them? How I'm going to pose them? How I'm going to basically get some face expressions out of them. So basically the first step to basically calm them down a little bit is just explaining them that this entire process, it's going to be entirely conducting by me, and they should feel safe because I'm not going to asking them to do some crazy and weird stuff. Everything what I need, anything what I kind of want to do with them, it's going to be fully explained, and I'm going to guide them through this entire process so they can feel as comfortable as possible. So that's the kind of first step to get those clients on your side and kind of make them feel a little bit more confident and a little bit more relaxed. Because I found a lot of those people who are coming to us, they have this kind of expectation that they have to be at the front of the camera and they have to do this, I don't know, awkward poses, and you know, I'm not going to talk to them and I'm not going to direct them, and you know, this everything is going to be in their hands. And that's why, because they don't understand the process, most of the time what's happening is that's why they stress. As soon as you explain them all the details, you explain them how this whole thing is going to work, you can tell them a little bit about what you're looking for, plus you're going to create this environment, you're going to be on the good path to basically break the ice, as I said, and make them feel way more comfortable, so going to be able to get some great shots. So the next one, what I want to talk about it is creating this, I would say, environment where they're going to feel confident and they're going to feel safe. Because I found this is one of the first step to disaster. And I remember back in the days, I was shooting my headshots all over the place. And what was happening, I was sometimes getting into locations where there are bystanders, where there are people basically staring at your client, or places which, you know, they're kind of dodgy and people like, oh my God, like what the hell I'm doing here. And that creates stress. So nowadays, most of my headshot sessions are in my studio, in my home where I create it. And I create this like really homey place where people feel extremely confident because, you know, there is no distractions. There is this specific aura. There is, you know, calmness. And then basically, you know, they feel safe in that environment that nobody is going to, you know, stare at them, and, you know, we can work together on their headshot. So that's something which you have to kind of keep in mind, that environment, it's a huge factor. And, you know, instead of increasing the stress by, you know, working in some really, really place where, you know, people don't feel confident, and then there's distractions and there's noise and there's other people, whatever. Whenever you create this really safe environment, automatically I can tell you that, you know, they will change their mood. They're going to feel way more safe, and they're going to be able to produce some amazing face expressions because, you know, our mood is basically... I should say that differently. Our face expressions are based on our mood, the way we feel. And that's something what's going to basically be exposing how they feel about, you know, working in that environment. So creating this environment is extremely important. And I'm sure everyone who basically been in this industry for a while, you know exactly that this is the first and the one of the most important elements to, you know, make these people feel less stressful about the headshot session. The next thing what I'm trying to do is, you know, I found that calm music is extremely helpful for those people. I don't know, there is some vibes, there is something which, I don't know, basically impact our subconscious. I have no idea. But whenever I have a client who is extremely stressful, I always put some really calm and nice music on the background. And that always helps to, you know, make our clients to, you know, feel a little bit more relaxed, and, you know, just creates this aura around the headshot sessions, which, you know, helps them to, you know, be more relaxed and then pretty much, you know, just get into the groove so we are able to get some sessions. Another thing which also is extremely important in my opinion is basically keeping the conversation going with our clients. So if you see clients who are stressed, you know, I found that, you know, taking their mind off the headshot session, and you can have some really nice discussion. But I'm not saying you should just constantly, you know, talk to them and just be disruptive and, you know, just basically just don't focus on the headshot session and focus on the conversation. You have to somehow find the balance, then, where you can really kind of, you know, if you notice that the client is more relaxed, you know, is getting into this good mood, then you can jump in and have a, you know, just kind of have a conversation. And then, you know, basically if you feel that the client is stressed and, you know, like this whole thing is just basically going nowhere, you can stop, you can just continue the conversation. Again, you can take your client to some kind of conversation which makes them happy again. And that's something that you have to just, you know, kind of push it back and forth. And, you know, as soon as you basically start managing this properly, you can see that the conversation throughout the headshot session can be extremely helpful with, you know, conducting it the way that, you know, you're getting these good shots. But, you know, the headshot session has some kind of flow to it, and it's not just kind of all over the place. The next thing what I want to also talk about it is building the confidence throughout the headshot session. So what you can do, there's a couple things. I found complimenting your client, you know, if they bring, for example, I don't know, bunch of different clothing, you can, let's see, pick some of those items and say, hey, you know, this is going to be great. This is great choice. It's going to look good on you, and I'm sure it's going to work great for your headshots. The same thing during the headshot session. You know, like if you see an image which really stands out and you really feel that you got it, it's also a good idea to show that image to the clients to basically build that confidence throughout the headshot session. And I can guarantee you that as soon as the client or your subject will notice that, hey, you know what, this guy got this, and you know, I'm getting some amazing shots, they are way more willing to work harder. They're going to be way more confident, and you will see that, you know, the entire session is going to change the direction a little bit, and you can notice that the, you know, the client's going to go into completely different mood. And it's going to, as I said, going to work harder, going to try harder, and they're going to really, really push it. So you will be able to get some amazing, amazing images. Having said that, though, you have to be sometimes careful, because I've noticed that, you know, this kind of spirit might change if you basically have the client who is extremely aware of, you know, the way they look, and you know, they will start picking on the image. So usually when I show images to my clients, I typically show them on the back on the screen, and I'm just showing for like split of the second. So just going showing them, okay, that's it. So they don't have really much time to analyze it, some of those details. Because if you, let's say, shoot tethered and you have that image on the big screen and the clients have a time to analyze it, and basically start ripping the image apart and starting pointing out on the things which they don't like about themselves, that could be disaster. Because what's going to happen, it's going to basically lower the confidence. The clients start putting in their head informations that, you know, the image is not good. And you will notice right away that it's going to impact the session, because, you know, they're you know, if they're not confident anymore about themselves and they notice all this, I don't know, flaws which they aware of, it might really go completely different way. So you have to be extremely careful. And usually what I do, I want to make sure that, you know, the image I'm showing them, it's really good. You're showing them for split of the second, you're showing them on the back of the camera, so they don't have too much time, and you get into the session right away. So you give them this little spark of kind of information, which like, oh my God, this is so cool. And if you're shooting it some cool lighting and stuff, that image is going to look cool. There's no question about it, right? So you want to make sure that it's not going to basically take attention, and you can jump into the session right back in and basically continue shooting and just kind of fuel that confidence and just bring this to the next level. So that's something which you have to kind of approach, and that's what is my experience, and this is what I've been doing for many, many years. Another thing what I want to talk about, it especially to those really, really difficult clients, that you have to give yourself a little bit of extra time. The way I've noticed headshots work, at the beginning, you have some kind of warming up time. So, you know, the client is learning from you, you're learning from client, you're doing some adjustments, you're doing some tweaks to the lighting. You try to kind of create this connection. If someone is stressed out, you know, you're trying to build that confidence, you're trying to work on this trust. And then you're reaching the point where, you know, you establish that, and then you can start working. So that's why I don't really believe sometimes if those really, really short headshot sessions, because you really don't have time to kind of reach that level, right? Because if someone is stressed, like, you know, I know there are some techniques for those short sessions, but in my case, I like to spend a little bit of extra time with my clients just to kind of figure out what works best for them, and also build this trust with them, this connection, and then I'm able to really create my magic to get some amazing headshot sessions. So that's something that you need to be aware of, and giving yourself some extra time is something which always going to help, especially for those difficult clients. And you know, when you reach that, let's go back to when you reach that level where you're getting some amazing shots, you know, it might be 10 minutes, might be 15 minutes, sometimes might be 5 minutes, you know, it's different for every client. But then when the client's working so hard and you're working so hard, usually also what happens is, you know, you can really notice that the client is done and not pulling off any face expressions anymore. And you know, at that point, you're done. Sometimes if you're not, if you were not able to get the shots, you know, good thing, you can take a break. You can do some clothing changes. You can give your client a little bit of time off and then get back to the session, right? So depends on how much time you have on your hands, how much time your client has. That's everything kind of depends on that. But, you know, doing breaks throughout a headshot session also is extremely crucial element, just to kind of, you know, give your client a little bit of time to breathe, to kind of put their mind back in the right spot, and you can kind of continue. So that's something the way I like to approach. And the last thing, what is also extremely important is, and this is going to be like completely different podcast, but I also try to explain to my clients about the process and when it comes to the retouching, because, you know, I know people who are coming to us, you know, and they're extremely scared, you know, they have some low self-esteem, you know, usually they know exactly what is wrong with them and the stuff what they don't like about themselves. So if you can pick it up, some of those stuff, you can definitely help them to understand that, you know, you are able to minimize some of those things through lighting and also through the retouching process, right? So that's something that also they need to be aware. And that also is going to help them to gain some extra confidence that, you know, the photographer can also help me to, you know, basically hide some of those things which I don't like about myself, right? You know, you also have to be careful, because I've learned hard way that, you know, if you start telling them that, you know, you're able to do everything, and you get this client who, you know, is really obsessed with themselves and they want to look perfect, that might also turn against you, because they're going to start forcing you to do this, do that. And, you know, you, instead becoming a headshot photographer, you becoming surgeon. So you also have to be careful with that, how far you're going to push it. And when I get those type of requests, I'm trying to not tell them, hey, I'm not going to do this, but you have to find some kind of different ways to explain to them that, you know, it's ethically not allowed to do that. So it's not like, you know, you're telling like, I can do this, but it's not ethically right to do that. And that's also, I found, is the best way to approach those things, because if you kind of become very, very aggressive about this stuff, and, you know, I've been into the situations where people were asking about some very weird stuff, like, you know, the things which I was just like, are you serious? Like, this is what you want to do? And, you know, we have to be, as I said, extremely careful with that. We need to somehow find a way to explain them about how the process look like, what's the boundaries, you know, the things which you cannot cross the line, you know, and you have to be verbal about this. But if there is some little things which, you know, going to make your client happy, absolutely, you know, like I always do them, because I think, you know, if that's going to help the client a little bit. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, all those little flaws, sometimes nobody sees them except the client. And that's another thing, right? And even if you tell them that, you know, they're aware of it, and then, you know, like, that's going to make them, because it's at the end of the day, everything comes down how our clients feel about our images. It's not about what other people see, it's what they see, and we have to please them. So that's something that, you know, we have to be aware of, and we have to approach this the way that, you know, at the end of the day, the client is happy. Okay, I could go on and on about it, but I think that gives you a little bit more understanding how to basically work with those clients. You know, every client is different. Every person who comes to you, it's going to have different approach, different personality. They're going to have different issues. They're going to have some, you know, own thing going. And we need to, as I said, clearly recognize what's going on. And we need to know how to deal with this so we are able to, you know, take them through the process, you know, take them on the journey and make them feel as safe as possible. And, you know, at the finish line, we're going to be able to get some amazing, amazing headshots, which going to, you know, make them happy. They're going to help them with their business, and they're going to make their experience something that they're going to be able to basically tell everybody else, hey, you know what, I've done this. It wasn't as bad. I had good experience. I had actually this client a couple of weeks ago, and he told me that he expected something completely different. And he says it was really enjoyable time working with me. And he said, you know, the guidelines, the way we have discussion throughout the photo shoot, you know, this whole thing, you know, make him feel way safer, especially, you know, like he says, I don't like my pictures taken. I don't like the way I look. And, you know, there's all sorts of things. But having that kind of feedback, it also helps me to kind of, you know, we are doing something right. And I know, and, you know, I'm going to finish this podcast, that sometimes, you know, a lot of photographers, we focus way too much on the equipment, on the lighting, on the technicalities. But I think learning how to connect with your subject, how to, you know, deal with those clients who have low self-esteem and they don't like their pictures taken, it's going to make you way better photographer than, you know, focusing on this technical stuff. So I know with the time, with more clients, with more people we're working with, you know, it's going to be easier and easier and easier. But this is something also we have to learn, especially for people like me who are introvert. And, you know, like for me, I need to get those skills pretty much learn over the time, because, you know, it's difficult. You know, people coming to you, you have no idea about them. They don't have no idea who you are. And all of a sudden, you know, you have literally a few minutes to create this bond, this connection with them. And especially if they're scared and you're scared, usually it's a disaster, right? So we need to kind of showcase them that you are in charge. You know exactly what you're doing. You know the process. You know what to do. And this is going to just basically put this fear away, and you can really, really make this whole thing enjoyable for yourself and also for the client. Okay, I think that's going to be, we're going to stop here. I hope that it was interesting. If you have any additional questions and you want to add something to this, please feel free to reach out to me. You guys know how to find me. Stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.